I obtained a number of national anthems for the purpose of this program, and the first of them is that of Spain. This piece has a definite structure in three parts. The first part, which we shall call part A, is followed by a middle part, part B, and then followed by part A again. This is called ternary form, which J.S. Bach, for example, used in many of his arias. Actually, part A has a little repeat at the end, probably a couplet of lines that is repeated. This is a beautiful tune, and I wonder whether a typical Spanish citizen knows all the words to it. It could be considered trite, but most national anthems, if judged by the standards of great music, are likely to be trite or epigrammatic or pithy, depending on your point of view and whether it is, of course, your own national anthem, you know. I like the sequential part, you know, that goes like, and there's an analogous part in the middle section that has the same sequential tune in at a different pitch. So it's really very effective. Here's O Canada, the national anthem of Canada, and I think you'll like it if you haven't heard it before. It's a very beautiful tune with great dignity and simplicity. It does remind one a little bit of God Bless America in that agitated second half. And in case you're interested, the structure of O Canada is binary. I mean, that first a phrase from the first part is repeated at the end, but still, I think it is qualifies as binary structured tune. One of the few national anthems that still sounds fairly indigenous, to coin a phrase, is that of Japan. Here it is, as played by the same orchestra that played the earlier national anthems, the Swarovski Orchestra. As you can hear, the tune is almost entirely pentatonic, which means that, for example, it uses just the notes on the black keys of the piano, or if you prefer, C, E, D, G, A. And except for one note, if it starts on the note E, there is about halfway through a B natural that is sort of imposed by someone with what we might call a Western harmonic sensibility. Anyway, judge for yourself. Here it is. I'm going to try and find out from Japanese friends of mine whether my guesses about this tune are accurate. But in the meantime, let me try and reconstruct how it might have originally been intended to sound. Just a completely unharmonized melody. So here's my guess. You might not have noticed, but I moved that non-pentatonic note up to C so that it kind of flows with the rest of the melody. And I instrumented it with a koto, which I think is a Japanese instrument, but I could be wrong, and a string instrument and a flute, which sounds fairly plausible.
Love is all.
That was a well-known Beatles tune, All You Need Is Love. But you might not know that the opening notes are from the French national anthem, La Marseillaise. It is called that because it was first sung by a group of patriots during revolutionary times, marching on Paris from Marseille. Here is the tune played by the Swarovski band again. To end this half of the program, I would like to play for you the National Anthem of India. I selected this one for several reasons. Firstly, it consists of two recordings blended. The first half is accompanied in a very spare manner and is sung by a dozen different ladies, one after the other, in a beautiful montage. The second part is a driving performance accompanied by a rock orchestra, and you can compare the two approaches to presenting a very classical, traditionally conceived melody. The song was a poem written by Rabindranath Tagore and has very high ideals. The problems and the richness presented by American society of 2014 are no less intense than that which faced India in the late 19th century. The country was threatening to explode apart, but it was united in its determination to shake off British occupation. Tagore appealed to the pride of the population, and in some ways the song is a list of items of pride, all bound together in very formal, ornate poetry. But it is wonderful in its insistent idealism. Listen carefully to the words, which are in an archaic form of Bengali, but you hear the words Punjab, Sindhu, Gujarat and Maratha, Dravida, Utkala and Bengali, the Vindhya Mountains and the Himalayas, the Yamuna and the Ganga, Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, Jains, Parsis, Muslims and Christians. There are a few nations whose national anthems recognize all the religions represented among its peoples, and we must recognize Tagore, whatever might have been his shortcomings, if any, for having created an exemplary poem.
Come.
Okay, this is a famous piece by Bedřich Smetana, who was the son-in-law of Antonín Dvořák, and this is an excerpt from Mávlas, which is My Fatherland, and this little bit describes the river Moldau, so it's called Deja Moldau. It's hard to believe that it's been 50 years since the movie The Sound of Music was released, and here's the Ländler from that movie. Okay, this is an interesting recording. It is a performance of the song Guantanamera, which is a poem of Jose Marti set to music of a popular tune in Cuba. The two things were put together by Pete Seeger. And this performance is a collaboration of an international collection of musicians using the internet. It's sponsored by Playing for Change, and it's actually a video on YouTube which you can easily search for and find. It's a lovely video. So here's the soundtrack.
And corazón con que vivo y para el cruel que me arranca el corazón con que vivo. Gardón y oruga cultivo, cultivo una rosa blanca.
De un pesar profundo entre las penas sin nombre, yo sé de un pesar profundo entre las penas sin nombre. La esclavitud de los hombres es la gran pena del